The following is a work-in-progress cut of Off the Cutting Room Floor, featuring temporary scratch audio recorded by me, Microsoft Mark. The final edit will follow as soon as it's available. Management apologizes for any inconvenience. Enjoy the show.
Sometimes, when you really start digging into something you love, no matter how perfect you think it is, no matter how much you respect the people behind it, at some point, you're bound to come across a creative decision that you just don't agree with. And sometimes, it's a decision you just think they got wrong. For me, this is it. Outright cutting the song is the one thing I think Howard Ashman got wrong. I'm Joss Hoskinson, and this is Off the Cutting Room Floor. Episode 6. We'll Have Tomorrow.
I love you, Seymour.
I love you too. Just go home now, Audrey.
I can't leave you in this condition.
I'm fine. I'll come for you soon. I'll take you away to that development you dream about. And once we're there, everything will be happily ever after. I promise.
It was a beautiful moment. It was a very effective moment in the show and rehearsal, but it was just one ballad too many in Act 2.
One thing is certain among hardcore Little Shop fans. Most wish We'll Have Tomorrow hadn't been cut. It's often speculated that We'll Have Tomorrow was cut in favor of Suddenly Seymour. However, for the brief period of time when We'll Have Tomorrow was in the score, the two songs coexisted. Serving as an 11 o'clock number, We'll Have Tomorrow took place when things come to a head between Seymour and the plant, and Audrey comes into the shop, concerned about Seymour and the stress he's been under while running the shop. Seymour tells her not to worry and to not ask any questions, reassuring her that everything will turn out okay if they just get through tonight. Tender, sweet, and melancholic, you see the storm clouds brewing, feel the tensions rise, and hear Seymour's strained cry out in the cold, dark void that is fate. Though the lyrics are hopeful, the music contrasts and betrays that. Cut during rehearsals, it was just a matter of pacing. Loved by both Alan Menken and Howard, who retained a final callback in Don't Feed the Plants as an homage, Howard cut it for a very simple reason. In a 2011 appearance on Theater Talk, Alan explained,
"We also had Suddenly Seymour in Act 2, and Howard said, 'We can't have two ballads in Act 2, gotta cut it.' I said, 'Really? What?' There's no rule, but I guess in his gut, he felt that. You know, the best musical theater talent knows that cutting is your best friend and rewriting is your best friend. Just don't get attached to anything."
During a radio interview with WBAI, while contemplating the state of musical theater, Howard explained his thoughts on the contemporary ballad.
"There was a time when a show could stand as much as 5 or 6 ballads. If you're going to do a ballad today in the musical theater, and I don't care if it's Evita, you'd better have all kinds of production values going on at the same time. You had also better have a very, very important moment in your plot that ballad is reflecting. But there ain't no time anymore to sit on the sofa and moon and June about things. We're living at a different pace than people lived 30 years ago, our attention spans are different than they were 30 years ago, and our musical theater has become about energy in a way that it was not about 40 years ago. The musical theater experience is very much about energy and about drive."
At the end, upon Seymour's urging, Audrey exits the shop, leaving him alone. Closing his eyes, Seymour shuts the door and sings the final verse to himself, terrified of what could come and trying to convince himself that everything could be okay. No, everything will be okay, if he just makes it to the morning. And in that moment, you know the morning will never come. I truly believe this is the one thing Howard got wrong, and many of my Little Shop friends agree. I often wonder if the song could have been saved if it was trimmed, and if it was reconceived as a small, quiet, tender moment and a solo moment for Seymour. However, it wasn't my decision, and I'm well aware of that. And in the years since Howard's death, his estate has been very much against the altering of his stage work, especially Little Shop, and rightfully so. While representing her brother alongside his partner, Bill Lausch, in a creatives panel for the 2019 Off-Broadway revival, Sarah Ashman Gillespie talked about Howard's desire to leave audiences wanting 10 minutes more instead of 20 minutes less, saying that the economy of Little Shop left some beautiful songs go unused, simply because they weren't necessary to bring the show to its natural conclusion. In an interview to promote the film's 2012 Blu-ray release, Alan discussed his thoughts on deleted materials to his work being released.
Every show has a shadow score. I mean, some of them have shadow scores that are 3 times the length of the actual show itself. You see these artists who put out these albums? I think Billy Joel did one like Songs from the Attic. I'm sure they're wonderful songs, but for the most part, it's the songs on the main floor that worked. The rest are just process.
This has been Off the Cutting Room Floor. The voice of Howard Ashman was Davis, host of the Jacks of Trades podcast. Follow Jacks of Trades on Twitter, at JacksTradesPod. The voice of Seymour was Ryan, host of the Rumor Flies podcast. Follow Rumor Flies on Twitter, at Rumor Flies. The voice of Audrey was Samantha, host of the podcast Perhaps It's You. Follow Perhaps It's You on Twitter, at Perhaps It's You. The voice of Alan Menken was Robin, host of the Trail Went Cold podcast. Follow him and his show on Twitter at Robin_Water. Opening and closing theme, Always Slept So Soundly, is by Sarasu, off the EP Domestications. They can be found at soundcloud.com/Sarasu and on Twitter at Sarasu Music. Got corrections? Want to get in touch? Shoot me a message at Joss Hosky on Twitter, the show at OTCRRoomPod everywhere, or send an email to cuttingroompod@gmail.com. Want to support the show and what I do? Become a patron at patreon.com/JossHosky. Sources for this episode can be found in the show notes. To find transcripts and any corrections, visit cuttingroompod.tumblr.com. And in the years since Alan...